The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Moses went to the mountain, and God spoke unto him.
Moses, this is the Lord thy God commanding you to obey my law. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. A deaf man could hear you.
What?
Nothing, Gornish, forget it. Oh, Lord, why have you chosen me? What would you have me do for you?
I shall give you my laws, and you shall take them unto the people.
Yes, Lord! Lord, I shall give these laws unto thy people. Hear me! Oh, hear me! All pay heed! The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15... Ten commandments for all to obey.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, I'm calling this the 15 Commandments Friday edition. Welcome to it, little buddy.
Happy 15 Commandment Friday to you. Thank you, Rich. Mel Brooks is one of the greatest. Thank you, our fairy arts. Join us, 844-967-2789.
Do you know the 34-time convicted felon, many-time sinner, Donald Trump has now given the Ten Commandments a nickname? You know, because up until now, no one had heard of them. But now that he's monikered the Ten Commandments, they'll be really, really big.
Yeah, is he going to follow the commandments now that he gave it a nickname?
It would be a first time, but there's a first time for everything. Donald Trump gave the Ten Commandments a nickname in an overnight post celebrating a Louisiana law that requires poster-sized displays of the religious symbol in the public school classrooms. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee, and I throw in there, 34-time convicted felon, who was found guilty by a jury last month of falsifying business records to cover up other crimes that also seemingly violate two of the biblical commandments. Yeah, but who's judging?
I mean, you know, if you ask for forgiveness, you shall receive it.
Not from the jury. Dom hailed the law and suggested it should be emulated elsewhere. I mean, if I think of a righteous man, it is Donald Trump, a guy who just lives the words of the Ten Commandments. It's Donald Trump. I love the Ten Commandments in public schools, private schools, and many other places for that matter. Read it. How can we as a nation go wrong? Now, Trump posted that little missive at 1:22 a.m. on the Truthy Social.
Must have been up for late night prayers.
Is that what he was doing, Dom? The former president was convicted in late May in a trial involving hush money payments to an adult film actress. Who would Jesus pay hush money to, Dom? With whom he had an adulterous relationship, still denying it, and then lied about it. Oh, yeah, that's the...
Is that one of them, too?
Bearing false witness, I think they call that, Dom.
That's right. Okay.
But he being Trump, suggested the newly enacted law would bring a much-needed dose of piety back to the nation. And even coined an initialism for the Ten Commandments. This may be, in fact, the first major step in the revival of religion, which is desperately needed in our country, Trump posted. Bring back the TTC, MAGA 2024.
Bring back TTC.
Are you sure he's not talking about like TLC? Like TLC Lisa Left Eye Lopez, that band? Is Trump chasing waterfalls down? What's he doing here?
Don't do it. Don't do it, Trump. TTC. He's TTC. Down for it, man. The revival. He wants the revival of not just religion. It's very specific religion. Their religion. Where can we go wrong? Yeah, like you know, when the country used the Bible to justify slavery. I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air the grievances. Dom,
oh, I got some. I got some.
Do you? Do you got problems? Do you
got problems? And now
a
now
burr under your saddle, fella. What? Tell me about this, it. Let me be your...
This guy, Republican Governor
Jeff Lane. I'm listening.
He's the one who signed this bill into law that, you know, you gotta put up the Ten Commandments from kindergarten to college in Louisiana. Here's what he said. The First Amendment promises that we all get to decide for ourselves what religious beliefs... Pardon me. I want to just say this. This is from the Civil Rights Organization, what they said up in response to Republican Governor Jeff Lane signing this obviously unconstitutional Ten Commandment legislation. Here's what they say. The First Amendment promises that we all get to decide for ourselves what religious beliefs, if any, to hold and practice without pressure from the government. Politicians have no business imposing their preferred religious doctrine on students and families in public schools. Now, appearing on Fox News, Fox Lies, which is ironic, of course, because he likes the Ten Commandments. He faced a similar question from the host regarding, you know, other folks back practicing different backgrounds or different religions. He said that they'd have to make the case to the legislature, meet the criteria of the statute, but he launched into a dubious constitutional law argument. I've heard this from some of our conservative friends in the past. Well, you know the interesting thing about the First Amendment, Crudy? I heard it in one of the comments you played, is this separation of church and state. I challenge anyone who says that to go find me the exact words in the First Amendment. They don't exist. They don't exist.
They are not specifically enumerated as such. They have been interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, those damn liberals, Dom.
Landry then referred to the section known as the Establishment Clause as a metaphor breathed into the First Amendment by a liberal Supreme Court in the 1930s. The hardline conservative governor then continued to lay out his argument, saying the founding documents were based on Judeo-Christian principles. Oh, really? If that's the case, someone go find me Jesus in the Constitution, please. I'll be waiting. Here's what he says. We've got it on our money. Yeah, I got a problem with that. We got it all over our Capitol. Yeah, I got a problem with that. We got it at the Supreme Court. It's those that want to extract that out of the foundation of this country that really, truly want to create the chaos that ultimately is the demise of this nation. Though not explicitly stated in the First Amendment, the clause is often interpreted to mean that the Constitution requires a separation of church and state, wrote Hannah Ryman and J. Mark Alcorn in the article of Free Speech Center at the Middle Tennessee State University. The phrase dates to the early days of the United States history, and Thomas Jefferson referred to the First Amendment as creating a wall of separation between church and state as the third president, according to Cornell University's Legal Information Institute. And finally, the term is often employed in court cases. For example, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Hugo Black famously stated in Everson versus Board of Education, the First Amendment has erected a wall between church and state, and that wall must be kept high and impregnable.
Well, I know one of the hosts is
church and state. I mean, so here we have a sitting governor who wants to indoctrinate children and families and force non-believers into their way of thinking because he doesn't think there should be a separation of church and state. It doesn't exist. Find me the words. Then I gotta keep going. 844-967-2789.
Must you?
Then I hear. And I didn't get a note. Some conservative lady, I believe from Louisiana, on CNN discussing. Oh, these are historical documents. This is a historical document. that the Ten Commandments are, they're historical. And I take umbrage with that. I mean, what do you mean historical? I mean, are things based on them? Sure, but it's fictional. You know, they talked about the Magna Carta. They talk about, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. These are documents we see, we know. Hammurabi's laws 4,000 years ago, they're carved into stone. And, you know, some would suggest that that's where the Christians got their story. But the Ten Commandments are no more of a historical document than Excalibur the sword with King Arthur, man. It's something that's no, but it's fiction. It's not a historical document. It's talked about in historical documents, but that in and of itself, it's a belief, to my understanding. I've never seen anybody. I mean, I saw one of the greatest movies ever, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Now, I know something about the Ten Commandments. I've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark hundreds of times. We had it on Laserdisc when I was a kid, so it was kind of a big deal. You had to flip it over, but it was like a big CD. So I know, man, I've seen all four sides of the Ten Commandments, and I actually watched it recently. I know the story a little bit, but it's fiction. You can't say that this is a historical document. And then the CNN interviewer says, well, what do you say to those who don't agree with it, have other beliefs? Well, don't read it. Don't look at it. Well, what's the first commandment? Anybody? Curdy, in the back. What's the first commandment?
I wasn't paying attention. Thou shalt.
No other gods. Oh. No other gods. Right. Number one. The number one thing says you can't do anything else. That's the number. And everyone else is supposed to accept that and take that. It's absolutely ridiculous. But this is it, man. And Trump's down. Trump is down with it. Now the megas are going to be down four. The combination of church and state, Sharia, canon law, I don't know what you call it, but it's not good. It's unconstitutional. It should be nowhere in the public sphere. It certainly shouldn't be on our money or on the Capitol. We are not founded on a Judeo-Christian. Show me Jesus in the founding documents anywhere.
I like all the Ten Commandments, all 10 of them, perhaps 15. You know, historically speaking, there were 15 commandments.
You know, it's known. Mel Brooks, he's a very smart man, very funny.
Well, what's the first one? Well, I didn't memorize them in order. I didn't.
I don't want to get into specifics. I really like them all. I got to say, they're all really my favorite.
He reads all the commandments, a la Palin. Folks, we're the devil's advocates. I command you. Come on back. Don't go chasing waterfalls. TTC.
TTC, baby.
Not TLC. That's a network and a band from the early 1990s, right? Come back. More devils. Your Friday grievances, Aram here. I'm assuming it's about Dom.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join us on the line, talk or text Crudy. He'll read them sometimes. 844-967-2789.
I'm reading up right now. Dana from La Crosse up in God's country, where my kid's getting ready to go to Porn U, Dom.
Porn U, baby. UW La Crosse.
Strongly recommended to my young, industrious son who wants to be a business major. I said, dude, you got to be selling Porn U t-shirts by Oktoberfest. Yeah. All these kids come back to school with cash in their pockets. They all want to have a, you know, I survived Oktoberfest at Porn U. And you know what my son says back to me? Dad, wouldn't that create licensing and defamation issues? I'm like,
not if you copyrighted first.
844-967-2789. It's a phone number, it's a text number. So Dana from God's country up in La Crosse says, instead of the Ten Commandments being put in the classroom, shouldn't it be the Bill of Rights? Seems more American to me. I like how you're thinking, Dana. Doug, the sign guy from Token Creek, says it's the THC. And then Tony from Madison says, is Trump going to sell gold-plated 10 TTC as a new grift?
You know it, man. Wait for it. And if it's not him, it'll be Bannon or someone else will try to grift on it. I mean, it's amazing how they grift on their own crowd, because you're not gonna grift on, you know, those that aren't believers. So the only ones that are willing to open up their wallets are the ones that believe. So you're the one that they're focusing their, let's say, marketing efforts towards.
Now, John from West Bend texted, the Constitution was based on the Magna Carta, had nothing to do with religion. And some people say, Dom sounds much better. Thanks. We appreciate when people, you know, tip us off. If we need to turn Dom up a little, I was thinking the opposite. Turn him down.
Can't keep me down. Nobody puts baby in a corner, Rich.
And then a texter points out, we have a treaty with Tripoli from 1797 that explicitly states we are not a Christian nation. 844-967-2789. The texts keep coming in, but we got some callers holding. Don't want to be impatient or make them impatient. Jake from Milwaukee, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Wow. Hey. It's been a while.
Jake. Dying, man, would you get lost somewhere out there?
No. You guys are so popular now. It's like everyone wants to talk to you. So I can't get through, it seems, but yeah, it's okay. That's good. So I was just going to say about this whole Louisiana religious thing. There's far right Christians, dominionists, American Taliban, as we've been calling them for a very long time, that don't care about democracy. They want Trump's vision of total, dominance over everyone else in this country, and to force them to do what they want them to do. So I think it's actually a bigger issue than just the commandment thing. There's a whole slew of right-wing Christians who are fascists. I mean, millions of them in this country, millions. And they love nothing more than to string atheists up like me and Dom than anyone else, because they hate atheists the most, which is good, because I hate them too. So
hate's such a strong word, Jake.
Yeah, it takes a lot of emotion, man. It's like nihilism. Seems exhausting. I mean, listen, I have. I mean, I hear you, man, and I hear what you're saying. I know, but I don't think your general, your run of the mill, happy go lucky, based Catholics. And I have many friends and family members that are that, and they're some of the sweetest, nicest people that I know. And some of them even aren't going to vote for Donald Trump, and they still have, you know, this face. So I get what you're saying as a general. Yeah, there's a lot of those folks out there that will use that as justification for violence. And we have, as the Western cultures, and obviously we've criticized and gone to war, the Taliban, you know, we don't want Sharia law and all those kinds of things. But at the same time, like, well, we want Jesus law. We want to force you into the things that we don't want them forcing you into doing. It just, obviously, they don't make that connection. And Jake, the big concern is if, which religion then gets allowed? If one, then it's everything, and then we never move past trying to deny or convince anybody else of anyone else's religion or mythology.
Appreciate the call, Jake. 844-967-2789. You know, Gary would hang both you and Jake quicker than Mike Pence.
Yeah. Oh, come on, he's supposed to get me some dinner soon. Well, you know what they say in the mob, you know, when they come for you, it won't be someone you don't know. It'll be the ones you know. I'm looking at you, Curdy.
844-967-2789. I'm not going to fish fry with you and Gary. I got a life. I got painting to do. Mark from the sack. Welcome. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, guys. And before I get into it, from the Senate District, Wisconsin Senate District, the 14th, there's a Sarah Kieske that's holding a fundraiser in Lodi tomorrow at Haberman Park from 5 to 8. She's running as a Democrat against current member of the Joint Finance Committee, Joan Bollwig, who is a right-wing mega Republican.
You know, Mark, I'm going to Lodi tonight for fish. Could you have her come by and see me while I'm in town?
I don't know. I just looked it up today to see if there was a Democrat running.
Well, at least we got someone running. But thanks for the info, Mark.
You might want to get her on. You might want to get her on the program. She's a mother of six. But getting to the topic at hand, which I've waxed on before, that Roger Williams, co-founder of the American Baptist Church, was all for the separation of church and state. He didn't think the government had any business coercing people into religious beliefs. Period.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously changed, Mark. And some folks seem to be totally, absolutely fine with that, regardless of what, you know, prior precedent and constitutional rule has been.
Certainly. Certainly.
Well, right on, man. Have a wonderful weekend, Mark. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
We got a BK in the OC texting in. The Ten Commandments were given to the Jewish people. And Lisa from Madison says, I'm not surprised that they want to have the Ten Commandments posted everywhere. Most of them don't seem to be able to follow them. Need the friendly reminders. Employees must wash hands after using the bathroom.
Well, of course.
If those things weren't up in restaurants around the nation, do you know how many Republicans would be sick right now?
Oh, pretty. You know what? Only you can prevent forest fires.
And pink eye.
Kind of pressure.
Wash your hands, you dirty people. More Devil's Advocates, more of your grievances. Come on back, 844-96-PARTY.
It's like those miserable songs.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We air the grievances around here, and you could be a part. Join us, 844-967-2789. It's a phone number. It's a text number. It's almost magical, that number. It's a party line. And we are the political party of choice each and every weekday, 3 to 6. Thou shalt listen to the Devil's Advocates 3 hours a day. There's your first commandment, Tom.
TTC, baby.
Real quick, I want to throw another topical conversation out there. My grievance, Tom. Rich people and corporations are not paying their fair share in taxes. And it's time we did something about that. I mean, the Trump tax cuts of 2017, and I didn't forget about your contribution, Ron Johnson. They have been a windfall for rich people, Dom. Been good times rolling for rich people, and the tax cuts expire for all except the corporations.
Yeah.
So there is some room, you know, to put forth Democratic priorities. Of course, you'd have to win back the House, Dom. But as the Washington Post is reporting, Democrats are forging plans to raise tax rates on companies and wealthy individuals next year if they hold the White House and win control of both houses of Congress, as the party's leaders increasingly see tax policy as a winning issue on the campaign trail. Tax policy is dry stuff. It's not always fun to talk about, but there is certainly an element of fairness that should be factored in, Dom. And our current tax policies are not fair. They are not fair. The tax cuts to corporations, just as a proportion of our society, Dom. Corporations used to pay about a third of all the taxes. You know what they pay now? Like 3.5% since the Trump tax cuts.
Yeah, but look at
it was like 6 or 7. It's down to 3.5%.
Look at the markets. Look at the dividends. I mean, come on, then. That was over 40. I mean, with the exception
40,000
DJT. Well, I mean, if they had to pay taxes, they wouldn't be able to, you know, pay the dividends and reinvest in their companies
and do more stock buybacks. A little bit more from this article. Dom, Senate Finance Committee Democrats met Thursday to discuss President Donald Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, portions of which expire next year. Pressure is already mounting from the party's left flank to insist on sharp increases in the corporate tax rate, yes please, and on the highest individual earners. Not currently me, so screw those guys. And not to agree to any compromise with Republicans otherwise. Elizabeth Warren warned Democrats against taking the coward's way out by agreeing to milquetoast legislation with conservatives in a speech to progressive groups on Monday. One bad tax deal after another is killing our country, she said in an interview. The American people are sick of that. They understand that tossing a few crumbs their way is not an excuse for taking a lousy tax deal that puts our nation deeper in an economic hole and puts things we need further out of reach. Yes. In the House, some top lawmakers are reevaluating past tax and spending bills that prioritize broad, short-term investments that have since expired, demanding instead that Democrats focus on bringing in more revenue from major corporations and the rich that can permanently fund a limited number of high-impact social programs. One last quote here for me, Dom. If something's important, let's make sure we're making it a priority and doing it for a longer term. If it's not a priority, maybe we don't need to do it anymore, said Rep. Susan DeBeln from Washington, chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
A little bit more on this Crudy. Tax the rich, eat the rich. Together, though, Democrats see taxes as a potent campaign issue. Yes, Trump's 2017 tax lowered rates for big businesses and taxpayers of nearly all income levels, though it cut the most for the highest earners. Weird how that happens. The individual portions of the law, that law expire next year, but the corporate tax rates are permanent, a windfall for the firms that Trump is now courting to his to finance his campaign. That's kind of what Ron Johnson did. He got that pass-through tax, and then, you know, the LLCs and the small business, quote-unquote small businesses, well, they went and turned around and gave him like $20 million. It's almost like a 10% finder's fee of the money that they saved in taxes based
but
on
when Ron came down to the studios on Brady Street in 2018, Dom, he poked me in the shoulder. I was a designated S-Corp too. He said, Crudy, I did this for us. And, of course, the widow Hendricks and the Uline family, and they saved like $240 million in a single tax year, 2018, Dom. I did not have that sort of realized savings.
More of a loss carry forward. Lyle Brainard, Biden's national economic advisor, said this, tax fairness resonates very strongly with people. Yes, I believe it does. The sense that billionaires should pay their fair share, that large corporations should pay their fair share, the ultra wealthy, that's something that very much resonates with people. They don't understand why somebody who has hundreds of millions of dollars in income pays a tiny, tiny share of their actual income relative to a school teacher or a firefighter. Biden proposes to raise corporate rates from 21 to 28%, still below the 35% rate Trump's 2017 law cut it from. Still, so it went from what, 35 down to 21. And Biden wants to bring it up to 28, and you know they're going to lose their minds over it, and preserve the Trump-era tax cuts for individuals earning less than $400,000, including a higher standard deduction. Trump, meanwhile, told business leaders this month he hopes to cut corporate tax rates to 20%. More! You get more! According to two people familiar with his remarks, while President Trump is back in the White House, he will advocate for more tax cuts for all Americans and reinvigorate America's energy industry to bring down inflation, lower the cost of living, and pay down our debt. I mean, aren't we like producing the most oil, petrochemical ever in the history of this country? Don't tell Trump. Now, raising corporate tax rates would require a Democratic sweep of Washington, but some Democrats are discreetly bullish on their chances for those wins. House Republicans' narrow majority has struggled to govern effectively. One could say they're in disarray, and Republicans need only to gain 5 seats for a majority in the Senate. Odds are worse, but recent polls show vulnerable Democratic incumbents in Ohio, Montana, Pennsylvania, and Nevada, and a challenger in Arizona outperforming expectations.
Dominic, I've misconstrued the numbers. I want to make sure we get them right, and then we'll take some more grievances from you, our fair audience. 844-967-2789. TaxFoundation.org, my source. In the United States, individual income taxes, federal, state, and local, were the primary source of tax revenue in 2022. So work and stiffs, individual income taxes, accounted for 45.3% of total tax revenue. Social insurance taxes, including payroll taxes for Social Security and Medicare, and that didn't used to exist. That was, what, the Ronald Reagan plan, was it not? He's the one that I believe started taxing
Social Security.
Yes. That made up the second largest share, 21.9%, followed by consumption taxes at 15.7%, property taxes at 10.6%, And then come all the freaking corporations in America cumulatively pay 6.5% of the federal, state, and local income taxes. Cumulatively, all the corporations in America. Doesn't seem quite fair to me, Dom. You know, it bothers me a little bit.
Yes, I get that sense.
Now, compared to the OECD average, the United States relies significantly more on individual income taxes and property taxes, while other OECD countries, on average, raised 23% of their total tax from individual income taxes. The United States, the consumer pays 45% of the taxes here. Double other countries. A difference of 21.7 points. Nearly double what other industrialized nations pay. We as individual consumers pay so that corporations and Donald Trump can promise corporations more tax cuts. And they can reward the tax cuts like they did to Ron Johnson, you know, the widow Hendricks, and the U-line's quite generous when you save $200 million in a single tax year. Oh, they kick back 10%. $21 million for Ron Johnson's
campaign. To his campaign, yeah.
Well, you know, not to Ron, because he's a rich man in his own regard.
It's like a finder's fee.
By the time Ron depreciated three private jets through his trust, I mean, Ron's got excellent tax preparers, attorneys, and others, I suspect, Dom, because he's using all the rules of the road
to not pay any freaking taxes. As they all do. And they have the resources to do so, and they play every game. I mean, look at Donald Trump. A little bit here, then we get to the calls, 844-967-2789. Specifically, Trump and Republicans have pledged to renew Trump's entire 2017 tax law. The CBO projects that extension would cost $4.6 trillion over 10 years. So if the Republicans get their way, that lack of revenue is going to increase our deficit, or increase our debt, another $4.6 trillion. So anytime you hear, oh, you know, and it is concerning, and it's not just, you know, the expense side, there's also the revenue side. So when those Republicans are making these campaign promises and getting 10% kickbacks for, you know, doing the bidding and making their corporate donors, their high net worth individual donors, that much more money, oh, they're also contributing to the debt, because that is money not collected that traditionally should have been, could be, and should be again. And if the Democrats get in, you know, Joe Biden says, well, we'll do it to 28%, still below the 35%. It's still not enough, but it's a hell of a lot more than 20% that Trump is proposing.
I'm not clear why Joe would propose an insufficiently low number. I think you got to set the bar where you need it to be to actually, and here sounds something crazy, Dom. What if someone proposed to balance the budget? Crazy, I know. What if someone proposed?
That hasn't happened since what? Since Bill Clinton, man.
Well, and a Republican Congress. They were in conflict. Conflict brought fiscal prudence, Dom. 844-967-2789. Gary from Sussex, you would not hang Dom, would you?
Hey, Gary, welcome.
Upside down like an Alito flag facing the neighbors.
Yeah. Hey, I got two grievances.
Uh-oh.
All right, one of the grievances is I listened to that commercial that you have all the time about Eric Hufte. You cold call, if you don't like it, if you want to kill old dead people or whatever he's saying, that they're only going to last 6 months, call him up in his California office to get the telephone number. So, of course, I called, and I said, I need to talk to Eric Hufte, okay, because I just want to know whether he's going to be killing people or what the deal is. And they said, well, he's not here. He's in Wisconsin running for Senate. So why do you guys run that commercial when I call up and he's not even there?
Gary, I don't know if you understand this, but we are an individual radio show. Some call us the greatest ever. We don't have anything to do with Civic Media or any other radio corporation accepting political ads during a political cycle. So, Gary, I assure you, Dom and Crute bear no influence on the playing or the not playing of the anti-Eric Hufte ad.
All right, but Gary, and that's true. But let me just say this. So you called the number and he wasn't there when you called.
Yeah, he said.
Okay, but
were you expecting they were going to put him on the phone?
I mean,
yeah.
Eric here.
They said call an office in California and go tell him. So I tried to, and I couldn't.
Well, did you leave a message for him, Gary?
No, I just said you have another number for him that I can call in Wisconsin.
Gary, I assure you, after Hudby loses the race to Tammy Baldwin, he'll be back at the office in California full time for your phone calls.
All right, but I have one more grievance.
Hurry up!
The grievance is about the cheap fake videos. Now I can read lips, and I read Barack Obama's lips when he grabbed Biden's hand when he was talking, and he says, "It's 8 o'clock, Joe, and it's time for bed. I'll tuck you in and I'll read you a nice bedtime story." Now that's not fake. I read his lips.
You read that? All right, Gary.
Gary,
spot,
the next night you make it to 8 o'clock, you text me. Let me know you're still up, big guy. More Devil's Advocates, more of your grievances. 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the political party line, airing of the grievances. It's Friday. We love it. 844-967-2789.
Dom got a texter from the WXCO. That's Bull Falls Radio up there in Warsaw. Warsaw. I know how you say it. The question, please tell me where I can find the tax numbers you just read. I'd love to post that link. I quoted the Tax Policy Center at taxpolicycenter.org, and that's where I found the information about the failure of corporations to pay their fair share, as far as I'm concerned.
The success of the corporations to lower their income tax obligations. Depends how you look at it.
When all the corporations in the entire country are paying 6.5% of the taxes, and Social Security taxation is 21.9% of all the collected taxes, something's askew. You know what I mean? When retirees pay more in taxation, triple the amount, triple the share of all the profitable corporations in America combined?
Yeah, but if those corporations have to pay taxes, then they're going to have to, what, raise their prices and lower their dividend and do less stock buybacks and have way less money to reinvest in their company so they can be better stewards of the social contract?
Dom, if the Dow Jones Industrial Average is floating around 40,000, that's an enormous number. It's almost doubled under Joe Biden, right? 4 years. The market's doubled.
39,150.33 today.
What is that reflective of? Record corporate profits. Record profits, not just profits, record profits. Yet, we blame the inflation on Biden, and they get to keep all their profits, effectively, 6.5%. And 55 of, like, the top 100 corporations I also read, in 2022, 55 of, like, the top 100 corporations in America by profit paid zero federal income taxes. And you're like, how does that work? I've never had a year when the federal government didn't take a bite out of my ass. Never.
Well, you got to have a big loss carry forward from a previous year, and then you can maybe catch up over time, but you can't take it all at once. And if it was passive, you can only get it passive, and it's got to be active to get the act.
I know you got your MBA smart ass, but I'm talking for realsies here, and you're just being a smart ass. 844-967-2789. Carol from Madison, welcome. What's your grievance?
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Well, this is a grievance I've had for 24 years, and it's Ralph Nader. I want to kick that man in the junk till he bleeds from the ears. That
wow. Which guy? Who are we?
Ralph Nader.
Oh.
That whole 2000. Oh, both sides are the same. There's no difference between Bush and Gore. Yeah, like. President Gore would have ignored the Bin Laden planning to attack the USA memo. Gore would have gotten us into a 20-year war. I hate that guy. I really hate that guy. And
is it Ralph Nader, or is it just the third-party candidates in general?
Because 24 years is a lot of time to be carrying this grievance, yeah. Girl.
I'm glad you finally got us now. I mean, we got to help you out here, Carol, and we totally get it. It's a long time to hold that. But what about like RFK Jr. this time, or Gary Johnson, or Jill Stein?
Oh, all of them. I especially hate the Green Party, because they're like groundhogs. They pop up every 4 years to run for somebody for president, and they screw us over. And I don't know if I hate RFK Jr. or if I just wish the wrong RFK went through that ballroom. That's all I'm going to say. And one more thing.
Well, okay, Carol, let it all out, babe. We are here for you. We're giving you hugs on the air.
So I appreciate it. I want to mention something about Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson is so dense, light bends around him. I hate that guy too. I still shake my head and wonder, how in the world did he beat Russ Feingold twice and Mandela Barnes? I just don't get it. I just want somebody to explain that to me. I mean, I understand, well, Mandela Barnes, that scary black man who's going to steal our peanut butter. I get that.
Well, Carol, it all started with the fact he's a rich man. And Americans admire the rich because they don't have to pay taxes like us suckers.
Well, that's right, and he's a self-made man by marrying his boss's daughter.
It's the best kind of wealth.
Yeah. Oh, and I feel a little dirty saying this, but I kind of miss CJ.
You are dirty, a dirty, Carol. Dirty girl, Carol.
Yeah,
wow.
I kind of miss CJ.
If you say it three times, he's going to pop up in the queue. Be careful, girl.
Oh, okay.
Hey, thank you, Carol.
Have a great weekend. Playing.
Yes, glad we could work that all out. I mean, I hope you feel better. You know, it's gotta get those emotions out sometimes.
You know, I usually just smoke a couple, puff, pass. You know, then make some of that anger, that deep
of alcohol and weed. Just take those emotions, crunch them up into a little ball, shove them down your throat, pack them way, way down there, and just leave them there for later.
Carol, let me tell you about this kid in kindergarten. I've been holding the grievance ever since. Well, have a happy hour. We'll air your grievances. Join us, 844-967-2789. And a fine guest, James Hentel, former U.S. attorney, joining us very, very soon. More Devil's Advocates. It's the happy hour. And I know you're going to stick around because Jim Santel.